I think that the more that the American people are learning about what's actually inside this near-trillion-dollar bill, the more they're disgusted by it.
Stephen Moore is one of the authors of the book, The End of Prosperity. He's also the senior economics writer for the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. He takes issue with the stimulus package from a conservative perspective.
Most of the spending in this bill has very little to do with economic stimulus or creating jobs. A lot of it is just political payback to Democrat interest groups like the unions and Acorn and organizations like that. There's also hundreds of billions of dollars for welfare programs. Now, that might be something we want to do when people lose their jobs, to provide them with welfare assistance, but that's certainly not a job creator. In fact, if anything, it keeps people out of jobs. So I think that the other aspect of it that has really angered people is the amount of traditional kind of pork spending in the bill that has no place in a stimulus bill, everything from money for the National Endowment for the Arts to a newer sewer system in Washington, D.C., and on and on and on.
One of the things that you mention is the money that's going towards items like renewable energy,
right,
and mass transit. What exactly are you concerned about?
Well, I think that the biggest single item in terms of infrastructure is actually for this renewable energy, for building, you know, solar paneling on libraries and public buildings, and for windmills. And those are just hopelessly inefficient technologies. I mean, there's a reason that the private sector hasn't invested in solar and wind. It's because they are just hopelessly inefficient in terms of the cost of building these things and the amount of electricity they generate. So we did this, by the way, in the late 1970s. We invested huge amounts of government tax dollars in renewable energy, and it was almost all a waste of money. And the other provision, things like mass transit, I mean, the truth is that just very few people in the country use mass transit. You know, 99 times as many people use roads and highways as use transit systems.
Going back for a moment to renewable energy, I think you could make the argument that much has changed in terms of technology and development since the 1970s. I think some might argue as well that there are benefits that could go beyond immediate returns, things like protecting the environment. Isn't that worth something?
Well, except that these are so expensive to build per a unit of electricity that they generate, that they're actually not very good for the environment. I mean, just to give you an example, if you wanted to light up Manhattan, where I'm right now, at night with wind power, you'd have to convert the entire state of Connecticut into a wind farm. So far, the costs are much, much higher than getting electricity from things like natural gas and coal.
Many fiscal conservatives, such as yourself, are calling for tax cuts instead. But aren't there problems there as well? Permanent tax cuts can take a long time to approve, and even short-term ones, Americans might well hold on to that money instead of spending it. How's that a stimulus package?
Well, what we really need to do is provide incentives for businesses to hire more workers and to take risks and expand their businesses. One way that's been proven very successful at doing that, I mean, Ronald Reagan proved this in the early 1980s when we were in an even bigger economic crisis than we're in right now, is by cutting tax rates to make those kinds of hiring decisions more attractive. So there's very little in this bill. In fact, one of the points that we've made on the editorial page is that there's more money in this bill for the National Endowment for the Arts than there is for small businesses to expand their enterprises. And as we know, 70% of the jobs in this country come from small businesses.
Stephen Moore writes for the Wall Street Journal's editorial page, and he is co-author of The End of Prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you.